This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller, and I'd like to welcome everybody to the Telecom Reseller podcast series with CloudAge Solutions. Today I'm with Bob Norberg, the CMO of CloudAge Solutions. Bob, thank you for joining me today.
Hi, thank you, Doug. Appreciate you having me on your podcast today.
Well, this has been an interesting series. We're learning a lot, and today's topic is going to be three ways to use automation to grow your telecom audit and consulting business. I think this is going to be of great interest to a lot of our readers. But first, what is CloudAge Solutions?
Sure. CloudAge Solutions really targets expense management, specifically in the telecom and kind of more broadly tech space. And what we do is we help enterprises, service providers, and channel partners really get a hold of their expenses and manage it better. And so, you know, the telecom expense space is kind of a crazy space in the sense that the bills are really hard to explain. There's a lot of legacy issues in the way the bills are done. And so we basically provide a SaaS platform which helps all those constituents kind of drive that better and really have costs. And one of the things that we're going to talk about today is kind of specifically how consultants and auditors and even channel partners, you know, how they can monetize different aspects of this.
And can you tell me a little bit about your journey into CloudAge Solutions?
Sure. So I've been a product guy almost all my career. And I've really worked at a lot of small companies. I found that through my career, that's been my niche. So I've got a lot of unique experience where I've worked in a lot of different verticals. I've worked in software companies, I've worked in hardware companies, SaaS and content. And I've also worked in a lot of different kind of disciplines. You know, I've been a product guy, so I've run product management and product marketing, but I've also been, you know, I've run development and IT organizations and partnerships. And so I've got a pretty broad perspective on a lot of different areas. And I think, I've always enjoyed the small companies because I think you get your hands involved in a lot more things and it kind of broadens your perspective. And so that's one of the reasons why, like through my career, I've always really enjoyed being part of a smaller company. And I think it's really helped me, you know, kind of get those different perspectives and add value to kind of, you know, where I am at the moment.
Now, most companies work to effectively manage their costs. Some obviously do it a little bit better than others. With the pandemic, are you seeing any shifts in philosophy or emphasis on this?
Yeah, so it's been interesting, you know, and, you know, with COVID, like a lot of things got kind of thrown up in the air, you know, and I think one of the things that we, or two different things that we saw, one was there's just a lot of uncertainty, you know, a lot of companies, and we're trying to figure out what was going to happen going forward, whether it be the revenue side or the cost side. And so to prepare for that uncertainty, a lot of people just had kind of general belt tightening. They said, all right, you know, we don't know how this is going to go forward, so let's make sure we get a better handle on kind of what our costs are. And I think the other thing that we saw is this whole move to work from home, you know, which was gaining some momentum even before this, but really accelerated. And so now you had a lot of companies that were, you know, concerned about costs, but probably had to invest in services and equipment and stuff for their employees to be able to do that. And so all of a sudden it really came to light, you know, hey, before I go spend a lot of money on X, Y, or Z, let me make sure I know what I have. You know, I think a lot of companies then figured out, they go, oh, well, maybe we don't have quite the handle we thought on it. And so what we've seen through a bunch of our partners is that there's this uptick in companies auditing expenses, and particularly in the telecom space with the work at home thing. And so we've had a handful of people that do these audits, and, you know, they have a regular business, they get customers, they do it all the time. And they said they had a lot of renewed interest in people coming in and saying, hey, I really need to get my hands around this and make sure I understand that, you know, again, with the uncertainty and all these extra expenses, we need to do that. And so they're seeing this renewed interest in audits. And I think, you know, so they're looking at this as an opportunity for them to really grow their business in the short term and then, you know, kind of figure out what can that do for them in the long term.
Now, that does sound like a bit of an opportunity for consultants. Are they in a good position to address this increased demand?
Yeah, they, you know, it's funny they are, and you know, a lot of these consultants come in a variety of different sizes. But the one aspect that, you know, I think they're in a good position to handle it, and it's not just that there's an uptick in kind of what they're seeing, but also the urgency. And so what's happening is they're saying, hey, I've got new business, but now you've got people saying, hey, I want this audit. I want it faster than I did before
Yeah.
because I don't know what's going on. So I need to get that, you know, in a good handle on that. And I think that's the one thing that's putting a lot of pressure on them. You know, everybody loves new business, but, and, you know, ideally you can get new business quicker is even better, but then you have to be able to execute on it. And so what we're seeing with a lot of the consultants and the auditors is there's kind of three aspects that, like, for them to execute on this, they really need to look at. One is they need data faster, right? And so if you're auditing expenses, whatever they are, right, you need to go collect all the data. And so, you know, in run-of-the-mill business and you're doing this audit, it'll take some time. You budget the time and the project to go collect that data, but now you're trying to do it even faster. So one of the things they need to do is you need to kind of be able to collect that a lot faster. And then because you want to collect it, well, you want to collect it faster because of the second thing, which is you want to be able to analyze faster, right? You want to be able to get to meaningful data as quickly as you can so you can provide recommendations to your customer. So, you know, you want to make sure that you get the data in and then you have flexible tools to be able to report on it, not just for your own analysis, but also to provide that data to your customer. And then ideally, you know, and you know, as the auditors kind of gain their, you know, kind of gain traction and they kind of catch their breath a little bit, ideally what you want to do, and this is true kind of across the board for anybody in the consulting business, right, is you want, whether it be upsell or ongoing business, right? You know, those consultants, it's a hard business living project to project and kind of keep getting new projects. And so anything you can do to essentially say, hey, is there an easy way to get to the next project? You know, can we do an add-on? Can we look at other services that they might want to use? So everything that you do to kind of get data faster and analyze it faster, you'd love to be able to leverage kind of for other things you can offer going forward. And I think, so that's like the three hurdles. And it's, I think it's those, you know, those hurdles are there all the time. Right? You know, no one says they want to collect data slower or analyze it any slower. But I think with this opportunity in front of them, they're saying, hey, we can capture a lot more of this business if we can really kind of take this to heart and do these things.
So, you know, I think efficiency is obviously an important thing. It's really good. It probably will help consultants address the immediate need, but does it really allow them to also grow in the medium and long term?
Yeah, and it does. And that kind of goes, you know, that's a good transition from the point I was making earlier is that, you know, these auditors and consultants want to get out of the project to project mentality, right? And they like SaaS businesses, they want recurring revenue. You know, that's the, you know, big word right now. Everybody wants recurring revenue. And so they want to look at several ways they can turn this into more money. And so, you know, it's interesting in the, you know, if I look at the three points that I was talking about earlier, you know, especially in the telecom audit space, you know, one thing that typically happens is you know, you gather all the data, you collect it, you do your recommendations, and a lot of these auditors will take a cut of whatever savings they can find, you know, when they do the audit. So what happens is the quicker you can get to recommendations and get them approved and get them implemented is the quicker that revenue comes in. And so, and that's where a lot of the auditors are saying, hey, if I can get data in quicker and get recommendations done quicker, that means my revenue starts coming in quicker. So I might take something that might take 2 to 3 months to gather all the data and do the analysis. Now I move that down to a month and a half. Now I'm getting my revenue a lot quicker. You know, and then you can say, you know, you get your revenue quicker, and if you're doing your projects quicker, you have more capacity to kind of handle more customers that are coming in. So you're getting quicker revenue and you're able to handle your growth quicker. The other thing you can do is really look at kind of new revenue. And a lot of them are starting to look at, they say, hey, if I can automate all this stuff up front, I could do something simple like, hey, can I do a quarterly check, right? I've already got the data. I can automate the data coming in. How about, you know, don't put yourself in this bad position again, right? Let's keep it all up to date. We'll check it every quarter. And that's a nice little add-on. You know, it's incremental revenue. But almost just as importantly, you're in front of the customer, right? You're starting to build a relationship. You have a regular reason to talk to them, a regular reason to communicate with them and talk about the things. And so you can take a little step forward and kind of add something to your catalog to be able to offer to them. And then ultimately, kind of the third revenue stream. So the first one is you can get your existing revenue in quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got some incremental stuff in your catalog. Really, the kind of the value you want to get is that you're the trusted advisor. You've now got a customer that you can say, you know, they've been a customer of ours for 3 years, for 5 years, for 6 years. And so you now become part of their decision-making process. You know, you understand their costs. You understand what they're trying to do. And that's, you know, in the SaaS space, right, one of the things they talk about is, you know, you get judged on the long-term value of your customers. You know, what's the long-term value? And so, you know, if you can build all three of these things up, you're now building customers that are bringing in more expected revenue. And so you kind of look back at this and you say, hey, you know, if I do some efficiency things that just make my business better in general, it really starts to hit kind of different aspects of revenue growth that they can do, and they can kind of take care of this increased demand that they're seeing.
Now, I imagine that many consultants may take the quick approach of, quote unquote, throwing bodies at the issue. But does that sound like the right approach? How can consultants get started?
Yeah, so that's, and it's funny, and that's an easy thing to do these days is to just throw bodies at it.
Right.
And, you know, and I've worked at a lot of small companies and, you know, you say we can hire some short-term help and we can use the same process. You know, it's, you know, if there's a comfort level to knowing your existing process and your existing tools and you just kind of throw some more bodies at it, you know, and you probably know it's short, you know, it's relatively short-sighted thinking, but, you know, now we're starting to see these consultants start to graduate from manual processes and spreadsheets to looking at kind of designing a system that can work for what they want to do. It becomes kind of like a platform for their business, you know, and I think the SaaS economy in general has facilitated this, right? Everybody's, you know, there's very few things are kind of the ubiquitous platform. You're always kind of like, you're investing around a core piece and you're plugging in different aspects of it. And so I think you're starting to see the market open itself up to being willing to kind of put together platforms to really help this rather than just doing things manually. And the, you know, the important thing is you can do it without adding bodies. And so they can improve cash flow because they have stuff coming in, they have new revenues coming in, and they'll have sticker relationships. So in the temps, you know, in the expense, the telecom expense space, you know, there are platforms that are now available that can have really kind of addressed this, right? Telecom expense has been around for a while. But what it does is it, you know, it automates the invoice collection. It automates translating that data into a standard format. Right. It reconciles it to your inventory automatically so that you know that you're paying for what you get. You know, it has a BI platform to allow you to get basic reports and do analysis on it. And it allows you to grow forward. So if you take all that, you know, kind of blocking and tackling and automate it better and put it into a tool, you now have people chasing down less things and trying to do it manually, and you're using the tools as they're designed to do, and that ultimately is going to be better for your business. And so I think, you know, just the SaaS space in general, I think, has opened up a lot of companies' eyes to, you know, rather than just kind of brute forcing it, they go, you know, it's not as intimidating to kind of put some of these things together. And there are a lot of vendors out there that are addressing that market because they know those needs are out there.
So Bob, let's include your company in this picture. How is CloudAge working to address this? How are you helping?
Sure. I said earlier, you know, we've been in the expense management space for a long time, and you know, over the last 2 years, we've developed a SaaS cloud native SaaS platform called GPS Cloud to really address this issue. And you know, we have several constituents in mind. You know, we talk to auditors and consultants who want to use this as a platform for their services. We also target the channel for people who want to potentially offer that telecom expense visibility to their customers. And we target service providers, you know, who are buying and selling circuits. You know, they all have this need to manage their telecom expenses and analyze the data and manage the data. And so we've developed it really with three different things. And it's not, you know, it sounds very mom and apple pie, but it's, you know, visibility, it's easy to use, and it's automated. Right. So we're trying to take a lot of the hard manual things and automate them as best we can so it becomes easy to use. And ultimately, you get visibility really quickly. And so some of the capabilities we have, you know, I kind of mentioned a little bit earlier, it's invoice management, the ability to manage your inventory and reconcile it. We do cost analysis. You know, we not only reconcile invoices and inventory, we can manage disputes with the provider. We automate all your GL coding to your accounting system. And we have a really flexible reporting system to be able to kind of do all this stuff with your data. So, you know, we see a good fit in the market, especially for consultants and auditors. You know, by automating and making this tool kind of purpose fit for their business, it helps them in their one-time audit, which is great. But it also supports all the things that they can do going forward. So we think what they can do is not just be more efficient in what they do today, but it sets them up for those other aspects of growth. So they get recurring revenue, they get better relationships, and ultimately they kind of build that trusted advisor relationship with their customers. You know, we've heard anecdotally that a lot of times, you know, they go through a telecom audit for a customer and they'll find an amount of savings, and the amount that they save can actually, some of those savings can be allocated towards the software to run the system. And so like you see aspects of that, you know, that go along as well. But, you know, we think this is really helpful because, you know, a lot of the auditors and consultants, they want to get out of that, you know, spreadsheet and, you know, manual reporting, manual data collection as best they can, because they know that they can use their intelligence to do it better if they get something to just automate all the manual work, right? Their value is in their intelligence, their expertise, their, you know, their knowledge of the telecom market. That's really where their value is. And so we kind of take care of automating all the other stuff that just takes time and effort.
And, you know, obviously it frees up time to get more clients and spend more time mm-hmm. with each client.
That's exactly right. And that's, I know like it's funny because like you're right. Like you find that you can spend more time with them actually understanding their business needs rather than just, you know, there's only so many hours in the day. And so, you know, that's a general trend in automation is get rid of all the manual stuff so you can focus on high value stuff. Right. And so you now can spend much more time on the value activity of talking to existing customers and going out and prospecting for others, you know, to help grow your business.
Bob, I want to thank you for joining me today on the Telecom Reseller Podcast, Cloud Solutions Podcast Series. Where can people learn more about CloudAge Solutions and its GPX Cloud solution?
Hi, thanks, Doug. It's always a pleasure being on the on your podcast. Listeners can go to our website, www.cloudagesolutions.com, or they can send an email at info@cloudagesolutions.com to kind of learn more about our offering. So please reach out if you're an auditor, consultant, or channel partner. Reach out, and we'd love to talk to you about how we can help do some automation to help you grow your business.
Again, thank you very much indeed, and thanks for helping us build such a wonderful and constructive podcast series.
Great. Thanks, Doug. You have a great day.